in the house of the Lord. We trust you enjoyed those clips. Amen. We trust you had a chance to get a good laugh in. Want to encourage you this morning, if you would turn with me, we're going to look into two different areas of Scripture this morning. In Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, the light should be coming up in a few minutes, in just a few seconds. Wow, I didn't know our brother had that kind of speed in him. Chris, I think we need to recruit him to start running with us on Saturdays. He told me he gave up running, but seemed like we got a sprinter in the house. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and once you find it there, then we're going to go to Hebrew chapter 10. Hebrew chapter 10, so good to see you all out this Super Bowl Sunday as we have an opportunity to fellowship and share some exciting things about what's happening in our culture today. We know that in the world that Super Bowl is probably one of the most watched events on television. So even if you're not a Super Bowl player or a football player, if you're at home, you can't help but get yourself caught up into it, because it's just has become part of our culture. And here at our church, we have made it a special day. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and then we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 10, and that's where we'll stay for the remaining of our time together. Would you please stand for the reading of the Word of God? Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, that's found in the Old Testament, and in the book of Hebrew is found in the New Testament of the Bible. Just a couple of verses in Ecclesiastes, beginning at verse number 9. Our scripture says, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. In a very popular passage, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And then if you turn with me over to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, that you know that is linguistically incorrect for a woman to brew coffee according to the Word of God. Because according to this particular book in the Bible, it says Hebrews. Okay, moving right along. Let us look right at beginning at verse 19 of chapter 10 of Hebrews. It says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure blood. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we have professed, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the days approaching. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. It is important for us to realize today that in this life that we're living in the Christian realm, that we need to understand that if we are going to make a mark for Jesus Christ, that is going to be a group effort. You see, today you will watch the Super Bowl. And I'm going to give you a heads up as I've given you every year as to who will win the Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you, and I think at the end you're going to call me and say, Pastor, you were absolutely on the money. The team that will win the Super Bowl, I hope none of you have voted and bet your money out there, because I might discourage you a little bit. The team that will win the Super Bowl today will be the team with the most amount of unity. Okay? So you can call me this. You can call me tonight and say, Pastor, you were correct. And see, in unity, it's a group effort. But I will guarantee you, if you got one player on one of the teams that is trying to steal all of the highlights, all of the fame, all of the limelight, that's a team that is destined to lose. And it happens that way in the church setting, in the Christian realm, that we have to work together, that we, when we come together on Sundays, it's us huddling for Jesus Christ. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, that if you think you impress your neighbors by getting up this morning and coming to church, I'm going to tell you, you didn't impress them by coming to church. The world is not concerned about how much we huddle. What the world is concerned about is the results of the huddle. You don't pay $75, $100, or whatever the market price is for a row, a seat to watch the Super Bowl game, to watch 11 men on both sides huddle. Maybe some folks may pay it to watch them huddle so they can pay attention to their backside. But for the most part, most people that go to a game, they go to a game to see the results of the huddle. So when we come to church on Sunday, we huddle and Jesus calls the play. But the results of the play, results of the huddle, is how we govern ourselves when we leave the house of the Lord. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we are encouraged to work together. If we want to be successful in fulfilling the wishes of Christ, that we must work together, that we are strong in numbers. But any time one of us decide to go off and do our own thing, one of us decide to do what we want to do and could care less about what others want to do. Now, that's a recipe for a play that will not be executed in God's organization. But we find in Hebrews, we find the author encouraging us to work as a group, to work as a group, and he makes several statements concerning it, that we can come to Christ boldly because we have a high priest, that we can operate and operate effectively when we work together. It tells us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. You see, if you got individuals that will not come to practice, then when the play is called, that they will not have any clue as to what they're supposed to do. You see, on Sunday mornings, Jesus calls the play. And on that play, he may tell you, your function today will be the center, the one that hikes the ball. And you know that sinners, you don't talk about sinners much. You don't know anything about the sinner unless the sinner makes a mistake. But the sinner happens to be one of the most valuable individuals on the team, because the ball starts with the center. And if the center does not execute, if there is no execution from the center of what you're doing, that it will not take place. It will not be effective. And this is why we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. If you know anything about sports, especially if it involves a ball, that most coaches will tell you, keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your eyes on the ball. Well, Jesus is our ball. And we have to keep our eyes on him, because when he moves, we move. When he moves, we move. When he stands still, we stand still. You will notice in most games when the ball has not moved and players move, they are penalized. They are penalized, and they can call their team to lose the game just because they are moving before the ball is moved. Well, Jesus is the one moving the ball, and that when he moves, we need to move. But in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, as we call for the huddle today, he reminds us to do four things. And you will find out that the four things that Hebrew reminds us to do when we are in a huddle, first of all, he assumes that we know that we're in it together. That you are in, when you became a Christian, that you have decided that you're going to work together, because God has brought us together. So notice, if you would follow me in your outline here real quickly. He tells us, look at verse 22. He assumes that we know that we are in it together, because he didn't have to say let us. He could say you need to, but he says to us as a group, because it's a group effort, he says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. When a huddle is called, we all come together and we draw near to God. And we know that the closer we are to God, the easier it is to hear his voice. The easier it is to understand his instructions. The easier it is that if you don't know what you're supposed to do, you would check with him when you're in the huddle. So he says, let us draw near to God. The worst place you can be on this earth is far away from God. The worst place you can be on this earth is to be in a distance from God. But the desire of the child of God should always be to desire to be in the presence of God. There's no beautiful place to be. There's no peaceful place to be like being in the presence of God. And I trust this morning that there's a desire in every one of your hearts here to be in the presence of God. So Hebrew tells us today, as a group, he says, let us, if you're going to execute what God has for you, that we have to, as a group, let us draw near to God. And then he tells us again, he's speaking to us as a group. He's speaking to us as a group. Notice the next, let us. In verse 23, he tells us, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, and he who promised is faithful. So he said, let us hold on tight. You got to hold on tight. The word unswervingly is that you are not, that there's no doubt there, that the whole is firm, the whole is solid, that you're 100% committed. And can you believe when you get a group of believers in a huddle And the play is called that one person will go here. The play is called that another person will go there. The play is called that some will stand still. The play is called that some will get on the phone. The play is called that some would pray, that some would visit. And then when the final hut one, hut two, hut three is executed and everyone is doing their assignment, you have a guaranteed touchdown for Jesus Christ. So let us hold unswervingly to our hope that when the play is executed properly, it will give us the promised results. Look at verse 24, another group effort. In verse 24, he says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another." How we may spur one another. How we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. You see, when you're in a huddle, maybe when you're in a huddle, one of your players may come and say, "You know, I'm not feeling like I can do it. The road has gotten a little too tough for me. The temptations has gotten a little too great for me. Life is coming down on me day by day. I'm on the verge of giving up." But when you're in a huddle, you can say, "You can do it." When you're in the huddle, you can say, I know you can defeat. I know you can outrun him. I know you can catch that hard pass. I know you can score on this touchdown. I know it's rough, but just do everything you can because you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. So that's what happens when you come into a huddle on Sunday mornings, that you have the ability to spur each other and encourage each other and help each other, because after the huddle is when the play is about to be executed, and that every time we line up after the huddle, it is incumbent upon us to execute and go out and score a touchdown for Jesus Christ. So let us consider how we may spur one another. In verse 25, you see, it's a group effort. He's speaking to a group and he says, "Let us not give up meeting together." You see, if you don't come to church, you miss the huddle. If you don't come to church, you don't know what the play is. You don't know what the game plan is. If you don't come to church, we may unveil to you a new thing that the enemy is doing to the child of God. But if you miss church, you miss that peace, and all you can do that week is deal with attacks of the enemy because you were not in the huddle. And this is why the huddle is so important, because when you go into the huddle, that only the people that are in the huddle knows what to do. So this is why we must huddle together. So Hebrews tell us to let us not give up. Don't give up meeting together. One of the greatest attacks that is placed on the child of God is to give up coming together. Because if you give up coming together, you can't be encouraged. If you give up coming together, you can't get your breakthroughs. If you give up coming together, you can't get your peace back. You can't get your hope back. So he tells the new believers in Hebrews, he says, "Let us not give up meeting together." If you ever want to see a disaster on a field, you'll see the results of people not practicing, of people not working together, of people not learning how to hold tight to the faith that they have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a couple of things that I pulled off of the internet. It says, Did you hear about the man who was supersensitive that he had to stop going to a football game. You see, every time the team got into a huddle, he thought they were talking about him. Another piece here, it says, how football is relative to church. A quarterback sneak is when a church member quietly leaves during a closing hymn. A draw play is what many kids do with the order of service during worship. Halftime is the period between Sunday school and worship when many choose to leave. A trap play, you call on to pray and you are asleep. Staying in the pocket is what happens to a lot of money that should be given to the Lord's work. I love that one. Bitch warmer. Those who do not pray, sing, work, or apparently do anything but sit. 2 minute warning is the point at which you realize the sermon is almost over and begin to gather up the children and belongings. Football related to church. You see, it's a group effort. It's a group thing. And as long as we operate by ourselves, we will never see the benefits that God has for us. As long as we operate by ourselves, we will never get the blessings that God has for us. Because God can bless you. God can bless me through many means. But it's a group effort. Living the Christian life has always been a group thing. Every Christian needs encouragement. That's what happens in the huddle. Every Christian needs a little push at times. And that's what happens in the huddle. Every Christian needs fellowship, and this is why the writer of Hebrews tells us today to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. So it's a group thing. So what we as people of God need to heed today to let us draw near, we need to draw near to God. What we as the people of God need to do today is to let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we have. What we as people of God need to do today is to let us consider how we may encourage or spur one another. And what we as people of God need to do today, since it's a group effort, is to never give up on coming to the huddle. Never give up on coming together and meeting together. But it's God, because it's God's time to speak to us and call this play so that the people of God will be clear as to what is required of them. Perhaps today the reason why so many things aren't coming together as they should in our church and even in your personal life is because we're not working as a group. But this evening you will see in the Super Bowl teams doing everything they can to work together. Because understanding the more effective we are in working together, the more effective we will be in scoring a touchdown for Jesus Christ. a group effort. Let us pray. Father God, today we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord God, that you are truly our Alpha and that you are truly our Omega. And Lord God, we pray this day that you would use our lives. We pray this day, Lord God, that you would help this body of believers to fully, Lord God, go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this day, Lord God, over any of our team members, Father, that today they're discouraged, today they're down and out. Today, Lord God, that they need a touch for you. We come to you, Lord God, on their behalf. And Lord God, we pray this day that the play has been called. And the play tells everyone in the house of the Lord that we're going to do it as a group. The play has been called to go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. And Lord God, we want a purpose in our hearts today to follow through on the play that you've called for us. We thank you, Lord God. We honor your name today. We worship you. Every head bowed and every eye shut. Maybe you're in the house today and you've been discouraged. You've been down in the dumps. You've lost your hope. You lost your peace. That's what huddle's all about. That when you come into a huddle and you're without hope, you're without peace, you can get it. Would you do it? Would you allow him to use your life? Would you turn your life over to him? Would you let him take control of your life and do a great work in you? And do it right now. The altars are open. You can come. You can come. It's a group effort. It's a group effort. And maybe God wants to do something very solid in your life this hour. Would you come? Altars are open. How about you today?
You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
Altars are open. How about you today?
It is His will that every need will supply.
You're looking for peace. You're looking for hope. You came to the huddle.
I need you.
Let the Lord use your life today. Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it?
I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree.
Altars are open. Would you come? Maybe you desire to accept him as your personal Savior and Lord. So an opportunity to do so right now.
With words from my mouth, I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive.
Doors of the church is open. Doors of the church is open. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you and encouraging you. We invite you to come at this time.
I need you to survive.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are honored that our dear sister has come. And how may we be of help to you today? Amen, 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 amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we are honored for, I call a bless, and I learned the family secret behind her name, that there was some healthy discussion between mommy and daddy on if Bless was going to be her first name or middle name. And Daddy won. Daddy won. And her name is Christine Bless. Amen. Christine Bless McLean. We're honored that she's come forward. Christine, as a pastor of the Way Fellowship Church, it is an honor to have you as a member of our church. We become a member of the body of Christ when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. However, after our salvation experience, the Bible commands that we serve one another. This is a ministry here. There is a ministry here for you. Even at your age, that there's an awesome opportunity for you to be of service to your brothers and sisters in Christ. It is important to the church that you be faithful to all of the services. And if you are unable to do so, give the pastor a call or call one of the leaders in the church. But God has something very special for you. But he wants you to know today to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. When we assemble, it's not a board meeting, it's not a get-together, it's not a social outing, nor a networking opportunity. It's God's hour. It's God's time to huddle with us and call this play so we know what we need to do as we leave this place. As a member of this church, we practice giving of our time, our talents, and our treasures. This is how we maintain all of the obligations of this church and advance and fast forward the kingdom of God here on earth. Do you solemnly promise before God to be faithful to all of the services to the best of your ability? Let it be known by saying, I will.
I will.
To share your talents with this church and faithfully give from your treasures to the best of your ability. Realizing that someday you will give an account of your faithfulness to God, how you use your earthly possessions he has given you. Do you promise to do just that?
I promise.
God has a purpose and a plan for you to be used in this church, and he desires that that plan be executed and begin right now. Do you, Christine Bless McLean, so promise with God's help to be faithful to him in all areas as he directs? Let it be known to the church by saying, I do.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it is my pleasure to present to you Sister Christine Bless McLean. Amen. Turn around to the church. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And we will all be giving you the right hand of fellowship during our fellowship hour. And we thank God for you. We thank God for your desire to now be part of the family of God. So when God calls the huddles on Sundays and you're in the huddle and you learn exactly what you need to do, then when you leave this place, you know exactly where to run and who to run to. Amen. God bless you. Give her another hand. Amen. We'll have a special selection if they can put one off real quickly from our praise team as we prepare to get into our communion hour. Amen. God bless you.
We want to praise God for what he's done just now. He said, heavens rejoice over one soul that comes, but we rejoice over a new member. So we say, hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. You all say that. I say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Come on, be excited. Hallelujah. 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 You guys say, praise ye. I'm going to say, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Let us go into just a spirit of worship as we have an opportunity right now to fully surrender ourselves unto the Lord. The Holy Scripture tells us that as often as we can, that we should partake of communion, and we do it in remembrance of Him. But before we go any further, it further reminds us that prior to partaking of communion, that we should examine our hearts and our lives. That if there's sin in our hearts, that we should seek His forgiveness and seek it right now. If there are things that we've done against each other, we should seek forgiveness and we should seek it right now. And by doing so, it makes us worthy to partake of the Lord's Supper. Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus prepared His disciples to partake of the Lord's Supper. It was their last supper with the Lord. But what a privilege we have today to focus our attention on what took place some 2,000 years ago of the whole crucifixion process and all that it took. But before we go any further, we're just gonna bow and pray silently before the Lord and seek His forgiveness for our lives. And Lord God, we cover it in Jesus' name. Father God, today we pray over The blood symbolic, the juice symbolic of your blood. Today, Lord God, we pray over the bread symbolic of your body. And Lord God, we thank you today for all that you've done, that you bless the juice, that you bless the bread. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you. And at this time, Lord God, that we encourage believers all over this place, that if they have a personal relationship with you, that we invite them to join us in this communion as we go forward now to serve our brothers and our sisters in the Lord.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. And I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my
came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on.
I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way
from the earth to the cross.
My debt to pay, from the cross
to the grave, from the
grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name.
Some 2,000 years ago, Jesus, as he met with his disciples, he said, "This is my body that was broken for you." And he took it and he blessed it. And they partook, as we partake today, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together. And the scripture tells us that they took a cup and they blessed it. And Jesus said, "This is my blood that was poured out for you. And today we partake of it, realizing that the only thing that can forgive our sins is the blood that he shed it for us. The only thing that gives us the power is the blood that was shed for us. And today we partake in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name." And all God's people said,
amen.
And amen. Have the praise team to sing this song one more time as we prepare for our morning announcements. Amen. Scripture says that the Lord inhabited the praises of his people. That anytime you really want to make God happy and really bless the Lord, you begin to praise him and worship him. That he inhabited all of your praises. Amen. At this time, we're going to have Shamika, if she would come up at this time. We want to thank you today. And just remember that in order for God to fulfill what he desires to fulfill in our life and in this church, that we all must recognize that is a group effort. Amen. Amen.
Let's give it up for our pastor. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to everyone. Let's give it up for our new member, Sister Blessed or Christine McLean. Let's give it up for Sister McLean. All of our visitors, please stand. Let's give it up for our visitors. We thank you all for coming, and we welcome you with open doors at any time. As I go on, Sister Brittany Hobson will be passing out visitors' cards, so please fill out those visitors' cards and return them to either myself or the pastor, and we'll keep in contact with you. Amen? G12 leadership meeting every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. We're heading into our fifth week of leadership. Let's give it up for the G12. Sunday school every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Just in case you forgot, the toddlers go to Sasha Marsh, the young adults to Sister Veronica Clark, new members, new beginning class, Pastor Kelvin Baker, special topics, Sister Christine Baker, and our traditional class, that's my class, Pastor Brownlee, yeah! Sweetheart Sunday is next Sunday, February 14, 2010, here at The Way at 11 o'clock a.m. Bring your loved ones and come out and show Jesus just how much you love him. Amen? Silver Blessings Project is going to kick off coming soon to a church near you this Easter. Anyone who needs a place to drop off any Haiti contributions, you can contact Sister McLean or Sister Valerie. They can give you some more information, and their numbers are in our programs. Also, a special announcement. Please return borrowed jerseys to Brother Chris McLean after the service. And let's give him a round of applause. Any anniversaries this past week? No? Okay, thanks, Joshua. Any birthdays this past week? All right, we got a little baby. I'm sorry, a grown man. How old are you, Justin?
How old? That.
All right, let's stand and sing happy birthday to Justin. He turned 2 years old.
Today.
Oh, Super Bowl day. All right, one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.